Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, let me talk a bit about what is precious. Go to Matthew 16. No. Mark 14. Then we'll go there. Mark 14. Oh, thank you, Master. In Mark 14, notice this. This is such a good example of what we're talking about. Mark 14, verse 3. Being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he, Jesus, as he sat at meat, food to eat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard. Now, that's a pretty big description. And how many understand that space in this book is extremely vast? What didn't get in this book?
Things that weren't important.
You could fill the oceans. And so here, the Holy Ghost takes the time to describe it as an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard. How many words is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. In the Bible, about perfume. You see what I'm talking about now? What's the last two words of the description?
Very precious.
Very precious. Now, if you look it up, you'll see it box meant something. The box was worth money. It was hewn out of stone, precious stone. I mean, this is high dollar stuff. How many understand when the container is worth $1,000? The box it came in? You're into some high dollar stuff. And we see that this, you know, we may not be too familiar with the currency that's talked about there, but we know it was a year's wage. It was an average year income. What would that be today? Well, it varies hugely, but it's tens, scores of thousands, right? Or more. This is expensive stuff. And so just by on the market, it was very expensive and very precious. But the thing that really made it precious is it was her fluffy. It was the finest thing she had in her house. It was the most expensive. And so this goes, how many understand, giving God something, it's not going to make it to heaven, what you put in the offering down here, or what you give to a brother or sister. The currency, they don't need any dollar bills up there, right? Or any checks. And so if that's all it was money and a check, then it went from your account to somebody else's account, and that was it. But if it came out of your heart, I said, if it came out of your heart, and it was faith, and it was love, and it was precious to you, but you're demonstrating that someone else and something else is more precious to you than the most precious thing you got your hand on.
Yeah. Amen.
It's spiritual.
Yes, sir.
It goes beyond the natural. And it comes up before God. I said, we studied this in the offerings of the Lord. It comes up like a sweet smell.
Yeah.
He inhales it. It ministers to him. God receives it. It's something. That's what's going on this day. She brings this. Very precious. We know a couple of reasons at least why. And she broke the box. And dumped the whole thing. On his head. This is not a suit he can preach in. This is not a car or a donkey or a chariot that he can ride to the next meeting. He's going to smell really wonderful for a while. And oh, verse 4, there were some that had indignation within themselves. And they said, why was this waste? This what?
Waste.
Now see, we see two descriptions here. One says it was very precious. And this says what?
Waste.
Waste. How would you know which one it was? The wisdom of God. Which comes with understanding. Which comes with differentiation, discernment to know. The people that hollered, waste, waste, were acting foolishly. They had no discernment of what was going on, the woman's heart, of what was happening with Jesus. Why was this waste of this ointment made? It could have been sold for more than 300 pence, a big amount. And it could have been given to the poor. Oh, well, now that sounds good, don't it? You ever heard this kind of thing? Mm-mm-mm. Now, Jesus could have, if he wanted to make a statement about stewardship with resources, it would have been a good place right here. Wouldn't it? It would have been the perfect opportunity if he'd have said, yeah, now sister, I know your heart's right and I appreciate it. But that's not what I've taught y'all. These lavish gifts on each other and on your ministers and No, you really should have put that into feeding the poor. Wouldn't it have been a good time?
Yeah.
If he'd have wanted to say, you ought to see some of the looks I'm getting across the crowd. He's like, why is this an issue? Why does it get sticky when you start talking about some of these things? Because people don't know what's valuable. Tell me what happened here. What happened here? Somebody, several somebodies, overvalued money and undervalued Jesus. Do you see that? I didn't think that up. The Lord gave that to me today. They overvalued the money and the stuff. They thought, oh, I mean, this is $50,000. $50,000. $50,000. What we could have done for the poor. We could have built a church down in so-and-so. We could have done this. We could have went overseas and bought Bibles. And we could have done that. We could have. Sure you could. Who says you still can't? See, there's so many problems with this. It would have been such a perfect place for Jesus to straighten everybody out on this, knowing that you and I would be reading this later. He could have said, no. Now, these gifts to each other like this, no. But instead, what did he say? He reproved them. He said, y'all leave her alone. She's done a good thing. In fact, I'm going to see to it that everywhere in the world from now on where this gospel is preached, this is told. I don't think we've seen that. If he didn't want to make a statement to correct her, he could have just let it lay low. Couldn't he? Well, we won't talk about this. I appreciate it. And I'll receive it from you. But we don't want to talk about this because we don't want to encourage this kind of thing. And what about all the things that are not included in the Bible? John said many other things happened that are not written in this book. But Jesus said, I mean, he told them before this was written, while it was happening, he said, wherever this gospel is preached, this is going to be told. What's going to be told? How this woman brought this very precious, this what?
Very precious.
This alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious, and dumped it on this preacher. Well, he's the Messiah. Most of them didn't know that. They didn't see that. Do you think, how could they have, with full revelation of him being the Son of God and the Messiah, jump up and go, this is a waste. This is a waste. Here's the thing. It's a problem of not knowing what is valuable. The Lord's dealt with me strong to preach prosperity since I started the ministry. And I've caught more flack over it than anything else. More than healing, more than talking in tongues, more than, it has bugged people to temper fits that we fly in a jet. Or that I would have a nice car, or a nice house, or nice clothes or something. It bugs people. Why? They don't value what we do. They got no problem with a tire company having a jet that costs 50 times what ours does.
That's right. Amen.
Or even a whiskey company.
Yeah.
But it's just too much for us. Why? Why? Now, first of all, back up to this. Is any money out of their pocket?
No, sir.
What business is it of theirs?
None.
This woman brings the most precious thing in her house and wants to sow it to this man of God that has done so much, God uses so much in her life, and maybe she's getting revelation that he's beyond just a preacher. But whatever her level of revelation, it's hers. What is it to them? Oh, but it was. They took it personally, like, indignation. What does that mean? And they're mad. They're upset. Why? It's not theirs. Why do they think it's anything to them? But people do. Oh, they do. And people write us and say, what do y'all need a supercharged organ for that costs thousands of dollars? Why would anybody want a supercharged organ to play? Why do they make organs? So you can play them.
Amen.
Well, what are they saying? What are they saying? That's too much for y'all.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Wisest of All, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602P. That's R1602P, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.